It's written on the board, bearing children. Desire and interest in your prayers and your attention. This morning I'd like to start by reading a few verses of a beautiful story about a beautiful mother on this day that we have set aside to especially reflect, consider, and appreciate mothers. Thinking particularly of mothers that have given themselves to fill the place that the Lord has ordained for them to fill with love and with care. I'd like to turn to the first chapter of Luke this morning, and we'll start at the 26th verse, Luke 1 and 26. Probably skip through some of these verses. It said, "And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. 31st said, And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then Mary had some discussion with the angel about the how and a little bit more about the what. And in verse 37, the angel told her, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Busy mothers this morning that sometimes feel overwhelmed with the duties of the house and home and your own lives. Sometimes things feel impossible. You feel overwhelmed. The angel knew that Mary experienced some of these feelings, and he comforted her with these words that with God nothing shall be impossible. Take courage this morning. Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her, and Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. And the story goes that she went to see her cousin, Elizabeth. She met with her, and in the 46th verse it says, "And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Father, God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden." It's a beautiful story, isn't it? Said that Mary arose with haste. She arose with haste as the handmaid of the Lord, with the primary purpose in her life to magnify the Lord, do His will, and mother. Be a very special mother. What does the word mother mean? Because the word mother means something special. It signifies something different than lady or woman or spouse or wife, all of those things signify something special, and there is honor to be given to all of those things that we just mentioned. But what is it that the word mother signifies? Children. The word mother speaks of children, doesn't it? And when we think of mother and children, and we think of what God wanted us to learn from mothers and the attributes that are seen through godly mothers, with those things in mind, maybe we'll do something just a little bit different this morning. Maybe as a congregation, for just a little bit, let's write on the board some of the attributes that come to your mind together of what a godly mother is, does, what comes to your mind. I don't know if we have a big enough board. And I will confess I've been blessed to have wonderful godly mothers in my life. My wife, my own mother, my mother-in-law, my sister, my daughter, my daughter-in-law's beautiful mothers. And so we could fill this board with a lot of different descriptions. What comes to your mind? Maybe 1, 2, 3-letter words, or 3-word descriptions. We'll say it that way. 3-word descriptions. Loving. What else? Selfless. Keep them coming. Sacrifice. Teach. Kind. Understanding. All right, faster. Patient. Nurturing. Supportive. I missed one. Praying. Praying. Encouraging and hopeful. Hopeful. Friend. See, we can fill this board up. Say again. Consistent. Consistent. Loyal. Safe and provide safety and security. Safe and secure. All right. How about present? Present. Aware. Do we have listening up here? Have you ever noticed that mothers, it's like their ears are always listening whether you're talking to them or not. And if something starts to go wrong, they hear. They hear before it happens, it seems like sometimes. Listening. Say again. I'm fun. Nothing like having a mom that's fun to be with, huh? Strong. Know how to be firm? Difference between a firm mother and a firm father, isn't it? Sometimes. Considerate? Considerate. Say again.
Multitasker.
I missed one over here.
Brave.
I'm sorry. Brave.
Happy.
I grew up with a happy mother. There's nothing like having a mother that's happy in the midst of trouble. Happy.
Loyal.
I think. Did we get loyal? Right there. Loyal. It's all right.
Sympathetic.
Mentor.
I like that.
If I was taller, we could use the whole board. Mentor. Anything else?
Reliable.
Reliable. Tell you what, moms, you got quite a chore ahead of you. Loving, selfless, sacrifice, teach, kind, understanding, patient, nurturing, supportive, praying, encouraging, hopeful, friend, consistent, loyal, safe and secure, present, aware, listening, fun, strong, firm, considerate, multitasker, brave, happy, sympathetic, a mentor, reliable. Does anyone else have one that's burning on your heart that you'd like to put on the board?
Enduring.
How about one that gives second chances? Did your mom ever give you a second chance? Second chances. You see why we love mothers? These people that embody this make profound differences not only in the lives of their family and their children, but to other people that they come in contact with. Because this starts to represent their heart. Have you ever heard the soul of the heart of the mother that's praying for her children? I have heard the soul of the heart of mothers that pray for their children because they care so much about their children. What is all of this? Why does a mother do this? What is this intended to result in? What is this intended? The whole of it. What is it intended to provide? What does it do? A mother, well, we've all heard the example of don't cross a mother bear. What is a mother bear trying to do? Protect. Protect, defend. This, somebody said nurture. This has a way of nurturing, and it It saves. It saves from trouble. It saves from heartache. It gives help in the time of trouble. It provides this safe and secure place in the midst of fearful places. It causes souls to feel and experience love. And you know what mothers demonstrate with these attributes? Godly mothers, the way they live their lives, these things that come out on a daily basis begin to show us God's love. I believe God wanted us to understand what His love looks like by creating mothers that have the heart to mother, that live selfless lives to serve, to give, to cause, to feel whole, that we might better understand the love of Jesus. I believe that the Lord uses mothers to try to help us understand Jesus as our shepherd. Jesus said, the psalmist said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I won't lack," David said. And we see this in mothers, children that grow up with godly mothers. They begin to understand why there doesn't have to be a want or a lack in life, because even when trouble comes, they have a mother that's there to care and to protect and to nurture, and so that you can feel loved and that you have a place to go. This morning, to the mothers, you're doing the Lord's work. You are doing the Lord's work. Sometimes busy mothers, tired, your nerves might feel at their end. You may feel like that you don't know if you ever get anything just really accomplished. By the time you get something done, it needs to be done again. And then you can come to church and hear the gospel preached, and you can read your own Bible at home, and you read things, and the enemy likes to whisper in your ear sometimes, "What really are you doing in the Lord's work? What's your place?" You go to church, and sometimes you don't even get anything out of it, and you wonder why you come. Because you're consumed with mothering, and you're tired, you don't feel like you have a lot left. And then you hear about filling the place that the Lord wants you to fill in life and being ready to say, "Here am I, Lord, send me." And you wonder, "Well, what am I supposed to do? And how can I do anything?" And I want to say something in the fear of the Lord this morning to the mothers, particularly those that are right in the midst of mothering. You're doing the Lord's work. You're filling the most important role, the most important place that you could ever fill, and that is being a godly mother. What an example for all of us to follow, to learn from. Thank you, mothers. Now this. I've been inspired the last few years on around Mother's Day, and not just around Mother's Day, but well, burdened to, I guess, inspired, and can you be burdened and inspired at the same time? Burdened and inspired that we all be of the number, as Mary said, she arose with haste, that we all be of the number that rise with haste to be dependable servants of the Lord. To fulfill our God-given role as the bride of Christ, the church. To be a spiritual mother as part of the church of God that the Lord is calling on us to be, all of us. And I'm challenged by it, particularly when you read that board. God chose to illustrate the church, not as a man, but the Scriptures illustrate the church as a woman, as a bride, as God's bride, Jesus' bride. And in this 21st chapter of Revelation, and the second verse, it says, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband." And if you will, for a few moments with me, open your mind up that by the help of God, we can get a vision, that we too can get a vision of this. That we would ask the Lord to help give us a vision as John the Revelator received a vision. He said, I John, saw the holy city. A holy city. A city that was holy, that was made up of people, where the whole city was made up of every individual, that their primary objective in life was to please the Lord. A holy city where all of the inhabitants, the population in its entirety, their heart, their desire, their purpose was to serve the Father, to live righteously, to live set apart from self and the things that pass away. But it's a holy city, the city where it's dedicated to serving God. I, John, saw such a city, a holy city, New Jerusalem. What was the old Jerusalem? Jerusalem was it's where the temple was. It's where God's presence dwelt in the literal temple that was made with hands in the old Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the place where God's chosen people dwelt, which was a type and shadow of what was to come. But that was the old Jerusalem. The old Jerusalem was a geographical place that anybody could go and visit. You can go live there if you wanted. But that was the old Jerusalem where the Israelites, where the people of God were, where the temple was. But this says, the New Jerusalem. I, John, I got a vision of a holy city where all the inhabitants wanted to serve the Lord. The New Jerusalem, where it was a place where God's Spirit dwelt, and And now it was a Jerusalem that wasn't just for the Israelites to live, but Jesus Christ died on the cross and His Spirit left the temple out of Jerusalem and went out into the whole world, calling whosoever will, Jews and Gentiles alike, anyone that would say, Lord, here am I. Lord, I want to follow You. I want to be part of the kingdom of God. I want to be a disciple of Jesus. I want to be Yours. I want to be part of Your kingship. And the Lord made that call so all of us could be part of the New Jerusalem. All of us could be part of the Holy City. Visualize that. Just a beautiful, a wonderful place where the objective was to serve the Lord God, and where all other things that would get in the way of that, that would hinder doing the work of the Lord, was turned away from, so that in its glory, the New Jerusalem was there. And John said, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, beautiful, adorned for her husband, adorned there for Jesus, for God. Can you open your mind to that today? And then as the church, as the bride of Christ, which is what the church is represented as, the bride of Christ, the Lord desires the church to be fruitful and to multiply, taking on key attributes and elements of mothers, loving and selfless and willing to sacrifice and apt to teach and kind and understanding and patient and giving second chances and being willing to be a mentor and being considerate and present and providing safety and security. That children of God could be born. And that we as a church, a holy city, New Jerusalem, as a bride adorned for God, could live our lives so that we reach out with these attributes in our hearts and in our lives to reach a hurting world, to bear children into the church, to add to the church, to do our part. That is what the Great Commission was all about. The Great Commission was all about going into the world and taking the good news of the gospel so that children could be born into the church. And that we would love and nurture, provide a place for those new babes in Christ to come and find safety and security and love and help in the midst of a very hurting and lost world. How are we doing? How are we doing in that regard? It's challenging, isn't it? When people look at our lives individually and as a church, to bring it closer home as a congregation, what do they see? When we come in contact with those that are hurting and in trouble and lost, maybe not easy to be around, what do they see? Do they see this? Or do they see something very different, where we are not living selfless but where we live selfishly. Because it's easy to do, and this message this morning is intended to be encouraging. It's not intended to not be encouraging, but it's a challenge for us because we do live in a time where there's so much that draws us, and that there's so much that is put in front of us that is that seems to represent a priority and that takes up so much space in our lives. And if we're not careful, we can try to be part of the church of God, but losing sight of the vision of being fruitful and multiplying. And the Lord wants us to carry that burden. The Lord wants you as an individual. He wants me as an individual to live my life where I have a burden as being part of the church of God to be a mother and to do my part in bringing souls to Jesus that they might be saved and added to the church of God. We've been preaching for a while now about doubt and how the enemy uses that as a tool to cause us to be so consumed with ourselves that we can, and conscientious people that want so much to do right. I know what that's like. Not only have I been there, but I still find myself there. Well, I have to fight that too. But the Lord also wants us to be in a place where we can look up and out and not only carry a burden for ourselves, but carry a burden where our hearts go out to reach those that are lost. Not to make our lives easier, but that we could be part of a holy city, a new Jerusalem, that is a bride adorned not for ourselves, for our Father, which is in heaven. Lord, help us to have a greater burden in this area because we're talking about things of eternal value, not things that just pass away. And so I want to be as Mary, who is a willing servant of the Lord, willing to dedicate her life to His service, and she rose with haste, having a heart, it says here, to magnify the Lord, to do His will, not to just be taken with the idea, not just to have an understanding of the idea that the Lord has identified the church as the bride of Christ and that He would like the church to be fruitful and multiply, but that we would seek the Lord to better understand how we can have a place individually in being fruitful and bringing lost souls to Christ, that they can then be mothered. That's how the Lord wants the church to be. I didn't read or hear anything up here about a mother that is always looking for ways to separate their children from their home. I didn't hear anything about always looking for reasons to cut off. I didn't hear anything about godly, faithful mothers that want to punish just so that their sense of justice is satisfied. And the Lord doesn't want us to do that as a church either. The Lord wants us to be a church that seeks to save, by the grace of God, those that are lost, to show love when people fall, to be patient, to give second and third and fourth and fifth, etc., chances, to be a place where people can run to for safety and security without fear of carnal judgment, where people feel that there is a church, a bride, a people that have genuine love in their hearts that draws as opposed to pushes away. This morning to the mothers, God has exalted you to be representatives of His love. Thank you for the example that you show us and how you love your little ones. Thank you for your example and how you love your big ones. And when they fall, come short, go astray, that mother is still there, finding reasons and extending love and the best way of thinking, thinking the best thoughts and intentions, and making it easier for the lost to come back and feel loved and not to have felt forsaken during that time. Mothers, you have given us an example of that in real life. You're admired. You're appreciated. You're valued. And this morning we want to take this opportunity to, as the Scripture says, rise up, pay you honor, and thank you for your goodness, not only to your families, but for your extended family, for your example within the body of Christ, and for the mothering that you do for those that are not maybe part of your blood family, but you extend that heart of love to others. Our prayer is that the Lord's love would shine upon you richly and bless you not only today, but in the days to come. And to us all this morning, may the Lord help all of us to rise up with haste to fulfill our responsibility as the church, as the bride of Christ, it's a holy city, New Jerusalem, that we would have a burden, an inspiration from the Holy Spirit to be fruitful and multiply, to play a part in showing those that may be lost the way home in love. It's not just a good idea, but it's our responsibility this morning. Let's fulfill it in a way that the Lord would be pleased with. And to the mothers, from our hearts, happy Mother's Day. We love you. Amen.